one.
It is International Women's Day once again. Greetings to everyone, and thank you for commemorating this important day with regard to advancing women's human rights. This year, the United Nations and UN Women have asked us to pursue the theme, Choose to Challenge Inequality. My decision, which is the same decision for the Tuma Foundation and the Social Justice Chair, is to choose to challenge indifference to social injustice. You would ask me why concern ourselves with social injustice on a day that is about women's rights and women's equality. Well, the disadvantaging of women, the discrimination against women is a social injustice. The Social Justice Chair at Stellenbosch University has borrowed the United Nations approach to social justice, which is similar to the approach taken by the ILO. We define social justice as a situation where there's equal enjoyment of all rights and freedoms, where the humanity of every person is affirmed. And this can only occur in a society where we see this expressed in the just, fair, and equitable distribution of all opportunities, resources, benefits, privileges, and burdens in a society, in a group, or between societies and groups. And you'll agree with me that this has a gender dimension to it, because women are a group that has over the years been excluded from many opportunities, resources, benefits, and privileges in society. And women are a group that has tended to be subjected to a higher share of burdens in society, particularly the burden of care, the burden of looking after families, the burden of procreating society and looking after children, without that being regarded as weak when we calculate GDP and other economic indicators. So why choose to challenge indifference to social justice? I think that the best way we can advance women's equality is to take a holistic view of advancing social justice. Because social injustice is a systemic problem. It comes primarily from two things. One is indifference to difference. The other is indifference to disadvantage. Of course, historically, it wasn't indifference to disadvantage or indifference to difference. It was blatant discrimination on the grounds of difference. So what is the solution? We talk about mainstreaming gender as the solution in our time. In other words, we say that when we make policies, when we design programs, when we design plans or services for humanity, we need to think about what will this do to difference and disadvantages experienced by groups in society, women being that group. So mainstreaming gender is about mainstreaming equality considerations in everything we do, so that those that are left behind are not further pushed behind. The UN says we must choose to challenge inequality. At the Tuma Foundation and the Social Justice Chair, we say that challenging of inequality should start with ourselves. Because just firstly, why is there inequality? Historically, it's because laws discriminated. But today, it's not because there are laws that discriminate. It's because we ignore the fact that people are already unequal, and then we treat them the same, or one size fits all, and then people fall through. So choosing to challenge inequality means avoiding policy decisions and plans that are not attuned to the needs of women and men equally. Policy decisions that also do not seek to reverse existing inequalities. In South Africa, our constitution requires us to attack inequality because the constitution commits us to building a society that is based on democratic values, social justice, and fundamental human rights. And it's very clear in section 9.2 of the constitution that equality includes equal enjoyment of all rights and freedoms. And section 7.2 says the state has a duty to ensure that everyone equally enjoys these human rights and freedoms. So therefore, advancing social justice is about fidelity to the constitution. It's also about fidelity to international human rights obligations that as a country we've voluntarily accepted. One of those instruments that give us obligations is CEDAW, that is the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Okay, I've indicated to you that it's mostly about the law, but it's not just about the law. It's also a social issue. It's also an economic issue. Socially, as long as there's injustice somewhere, there can't be sustainable peace anywhere. We know, for example, that children that have been brought up in environments where women's rights were violated, where their mothers were subjected to domestic violence, end up they themselves being victims of domestic violence or being perpetrators of domestic violence. And their own life chances are undermined in society. They don't grow to have a fulfilled human potential as the Constitution of South Africa promises. So that's just one social issue around the need to advance social justice. Another social issue is the fact that those who are disadvantaged do not take things lying down. So in a society where there's social injustice against any group, there's likely to be conflict. And in societies where there's conflict, women tend to be the one who bear the brunt of that. That's part of the social consequences of ignoring social injustice. What is the economic consequences? It's a stunted economy. Our economy is not growing. We talk about GDP that is very low. We talk about poverty that is increasing. We talk about inequality that is increasing. If we capitalize everyone by making sure that we mainstream justice, that we capitalize women and men, and we capitalize all communities, urban and rural, we're likely to make sure that our community grows, our GDP grows, and we have sustainable development. Is this possible under the M Plan for Social Justice? We think it's possible. Under the TUMA, Siyazakhela Enterprise and Communities Project, both which are about using sustainable development goals to help people lift themselves up, we believe that it's possible. But ultimately, using tools such as mainstreaming gender equality instruments, and one tool that we have, which is called Social Justice Impact Assessment Matrix, we can change the way we design policies to make sure that they respond to difference and disadvantage. So the solutions are there. Don't think, though, that you have to do big things such as the M Plan for Social Justice or mainstream gender to make a difference. Mosquitoes make a huge difference, even though they're small. We, too, can make a difference. Just firstly, by not being part of the problem. Two, by making the difference in small ways, even if it's just about helping people to cope with COVID-19 needs for food security, digital inclusion, etc. That will make a difference in someone's life. But ultimately, choosing to challenge indifference to social injustice requires that we engage with policymakers and always ask the question, will this advance men and women equally? Will this disrupt existing gender imbalances? Will this disrupt the feminized face of poverty? And if we answer this as yes, then we can proceed with those policies, programs, and services. And I do know that we can do this. Thank you.